Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Again.
Oh,
Somebody said the Lord is blessing me right now. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it's early in the morning, but I just thank God for waking me up this morning. Just to start me on my way. He's a good God. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Come on. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I'm going to trust you and obey. And when the Spirit, when it speaks to me, with my heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Hey. Come across and I'll say yes. Lord. Come on, fill me up right here. Somebody say, when your spirit, when it speaks to me, with my whole heart, yeah, and my answer will, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, let's take it all through for a minute. Open up your mouth and say, yeah.
Another day to see the first Sunday of March.
Hallelujah.
Roaring in like a lion. Coming in like a lion. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us here today, waking us up this morning to see another day, a day we haven't seen before, because we say yesterday was the past. Today is the present. Tomorrow is the future. We don't know what we're going to get tomorrow. We may not wake up tomorrow. We may not go to bed tonight. But at this time and presently, we are here and accounted for. So I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. And, of course, you know who I'm is, as they say. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Falco Designs. And I am broadcasting to you, the worldwide listening audience, and I am welcoming you on this first Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. This is Communion Day with Pastor Betty Bennett from the Harvest World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas, who will be speaking us and presenting the word as she does so eloquently. And, hey, you just never know what's going to come up. Something may be blessing you today. As to say, the Lord is blessing me. She may be blessing you all today as well. So I want you all to sow a seed to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air. And you can send it to Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or through Zelle if you know my cell, or tell. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget to have your elements together for communion. You can have water, wine, juice, crackers, bread, or whatever you want to consider for your sacrament. French fries, you know, anything that you have, as long as you have some crackers and something to drink along with it. So please call in at 845-241-9985 if you want prayer or if you just want to listen online to be a part of the congregation. And you can also listen to this and all episodes on demand by going to blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio once the show has aired. So right now, I want you all to put your hands together for yourselves and for the speaker of the hour by giving Harvest World Ministries International, the pulpit ministers, Pastor Betty and her husband, Apostle Chris, a heartfelt, you know, hand clap, applause, all that wonderful good stuff as we bring them in today. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Certainly giving honor to God on tonight. It's a great thing to be back in the company of the saints. We know that there's a difference in the spirit realm. Amen. So I feel exactly where you are. Amen.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord. Amen. It's such a great thing to be able to talk and commune with you all once again on this first Sunday in the month of March. Always a pleasure. Yeah. Always humble and very humble to be able to come before you all with a word from the Lord on tonight. And we just bring you greetings from Harvest World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas, where Apostle Chris Bennett is our overseer and yours truly is the pastor. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we will have invocational prayer by Reverend Carolyn Williamson, and then we'll have scripture by Reverend Ron Marshall. And then we'll have a song, Time is Winding Up, as you know it is, by Dottie Peoples.
Well, praise the
Lord. Sister Carolyn. Amen.
I'm unmuted. Praise the Lord, but I had something in my mouth. I was about to choke. Glory to God.
You don't want that to happen.
Hallelujah. Father, Father, we honor you today. We thank you, God, for this another day that you have made. Hallelujah. And we have made up in our minds that we have rejoiced in it, and we will continue to rejoice in this day. Hallelujah. Father, we recognize that you are God, and there's none other besides you. Hallelujah. You're sovereign. You're supreme. You're the ruler. You're superior over everything. And so, God, we bless you, hallelujah, for this time of worship again. Hallelujah. None other reason are we here other than to worship you, Lord God, than to lift you up. For you said if you be lifted up, hallelujah, that you would draw all unto you. So, Father, we pray, God, that you be lifted up through the songs, lifted up through the prayers, lift it up through the scripture, lift it up through the preached word. Hallelujah. Let your anointing fall down. Ha, glory to God. Hallelujah. Like never before, God, that it will pierce the ears of those listeners. Hallelujah. That it will prick the heart of those listeners, oh God, that they will come running. What must I do to be saved? God, you be thou glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I ask and I pray this prayer, and I thank you in advance for all things in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Jeremiah. Amen. Jeremiah 33:3, and we'll go as the Lord shall lead us. Jeremiah, in the Old Testament, 33:3, it reads as such: Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knewest not. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, concerning the house of this city, and concerning the house of King of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. God bless you, and may God add a blessing to the reader, hearers of this word.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ron and Reverend Carolyn, for those words and the words of inspiration and encouragement, and from the Bible as we know it today. Amen. Time is winding up as you know it.
You know. Everybody walking around.
Everybody walking around.
Like they just don't care.
Like they just don't care.
You know. Walking around.
Everybody walking around.
Like they just don't care.
Like they just don't care.
You know. A message y'all need to realize. My God is a God you need to recognize. If you just look at the weather, you can see the sign. Earthquake, hurricane, one behind the other. Can't you see? It's just a sign, my sisters and brothers. There's so much destruction. We're losing our babies to drugs and alcohol. We need to go back to the
knees and pray.
You don't have much time because you see the sign of the times, as they say. You know, wars, rumors of wars, the weather is changing. You know, it's snowing up here and raining down there when it's usually sunny up there and snowy. Y'all get ready. If you're not listening and you're not heeding the warning signs, something's wrong. So I want to tell you about this pastor and her husband who are coming forth today. They are a movement by themselves, but when they are forced, when they're together, Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty Bennett were called into the ministry of the Lord in 1992 under the leadership of Bishop L.A. Lindsay from Full Gospel Fellowship and served in the office of assistant pastors for over a decade. In 2012, that's been a while ago now, they founded Harvest Fellowship Worship Center, now known as Harvest World Ministries International, endeavoring to do the will of the Father, which is the kingdom work, domestically and internationally, not just here in the States, but all over the world. So if you all want to sow into them, we can give you the information to sow into them so you can help them sow their seeds internationally as well and domestically. They are doing the Lord's work, and His will is what this duo is all about. They are on a mission to serve the world, and we will be blessed by a selection, and then we will be graced with the words from Pastor Betty Bennett of the World Harvest Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas. So please put your hands together and greet her after this song. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Oh,
For that, get my speaker up there. Was singing so loud. That song is just so appropriate and so on time. My God, you got me stirred up before we can ever even get started. He is an on time God. Yes, he
Amen.
Is. He's always on time. Even when we think he's late, he's always on time. Dotted people can
yeah.
tell you better than anybody else. I know he's on time.
Hello.
Ask Daniel in the line, Dan. Ask the three mm-hmm. Hebrew bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the men in the fire. He's on time. He's always on time. He is an
yeah.
on time
yes.
God. He's never late. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's always on time.
Uh-uh.
On time. Certainly giving honor unto God on tonight. Amen. I don't know. There's something about this service. Amen. That I just feel the presence of the
Amen.
Holy Spirit on the line, penetrating
yeah.
through the line. Amen. I don't know who
yes,
else on this
yes.
call, but I think you ought to know that this is going to be a charged line on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to be charged with the power of the Holy Ghost. Because I'm just right. You just holler out, glory to God,
yes.
and keep on praising him. Hallelujah. Because
Amen.
He is on time all the time.
Amen.
Father God,
Amen.
I just thank you,
Amen.
Lord. I give you glory. I give
yes.
you honor. I give you praise. You alone, Father God, are worthy. You alone are good. You alone, Father God, are mighty. You alone, Lord God, are worthy. You alone, God. We come tonight, Lord God, for no other safe form of fashion but to worship you, to glorify you, to praise and to magnify your holy and your matchless name. We come to give you all the glory, God. We say get your glory in this service on tonight, Lord God.
Yes,
None
yes.
of us, but all of you, Holy yes. Spirit, have thine way, saturate this line
yes.
like never before. Begin to yes. just run down the fiber optic wire lines into houses, into alleys, into offices, into suites,
yes.
and move by your Spirit upon
Come
your
on.
People in this hour,
yes.
in this week, and in this time. Have your
yes.
way in this service. Not our
yes.
will, but thy will be done. Now,
yes.
God, I ask that your Holy Spirit will order my words,
mm-hmm.
will, uh-huh. it will prove my words, Lord God,
mm-hmm.
that is going forth on tonight, that my words may be pleasing to your sight,
yeah.
Lord God. You are my strength. You
yeah.
are my redeemer. Let you be glorified in everything that I say and do. I decrease.
Yes.
Have all of me consume
you.
Me with your Holy
yes.
Spirit.
In yes,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, I pray and I receive
yes.
it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
And
amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about y'all on tonight, but I'm excited about
amen.
What the Lord is doing in this day, in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
I've been excited since the Bible study that Brother Ron Reverend Ron had, amen, that set us up in glory, amen, praise God in the kingdom. I said, Lord, have mercy. That teaching was awesome on that night, and I've been excited ever since. Amen, glory
amen.
To God. I believe that God is just building a powerhouse team on this broadcast and that there's so much
yes.
more to come. Amen. I thank God for my colleague, amen, my elder Carolyn Williamson, amen. I appreciate her on tonight for honoring
mm-hmm.
us with prayer. I appreciate Reverend Ron for honoring us with the scriptures. And as always,
amen.
I appreciate my sister Inez, for being such an
amen.
Illustrious host, full of the Holy Spirit and fire baptized.
Mm-hmm.
I just appreciate her. Thank God for my husband, who is sitting by my side, none other than Apostle Chris Bennett on tonight. And again, we bring
Amen.
You greetings from Harvest World Ministries, where our desire is to
mm-hmm.
do the will of the Father that sent us.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
our
yes.
will, his will be done. So we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to go pretty quickly to the Word of God, and we're going to go to 2 Timothy. If you have your sword with you, amen, it comes in so many different versions now on your desktop, on your phone, in your Bible still.
Amen.
They still have printed versions. Amen. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter number 3. We have no excuse for not being able to access the Word of God anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's too accessible to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy, 3rd chapter. We're going to start, we're going to read verses 1 through 5 there, and then we're going to jump over to 2 Timothy, 4th chapter. Amen.
2 Timothy is... 2 Timothy is 2nd and what?
2 Timothy?
2 Timothy.
3.
Okay, 3. 1 through 5.
2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God reads, "This know also," and I'm reading out of the King James Version, "that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Perilous.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, verse 3, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, verse 4,
traitors,
petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." Amen. Now turn with me real quickly over to chapter 4. And here we're going to read verses 1 through 5 again.
No, no, which one was that now?
Second Timothy, chapter 4.
Okay, all right.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And this is Paul talking to Timothy. Amen. Mm-hmm. And he's encouraging him. He's telling him. He says, "I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom." Now let's, verse 2 says, "Preach the word." Somebody say, "Preach the word."
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
And
preach
be
the word.
Instant. Be instant.
In the instant.
In season.
In season.
Out of season.
Reprove.
Reprove.
Rebuke.
Exhort.
With all long suffering.
And doctrine.
I'm going to pick up verse 3. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth shall be turned until fables," which is another word for lies. "But watch thou in all things," listen, "but watch thou in all things endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry." I want to talk for just a second on tonight. From the topic, "You have been charged." You have been charged. Coming primarily out of that first scripture in the fourth chapter, I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, he shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Tonight I just want to talk for a few moments because I think many of the many ministers or many clergy or and I'm not speaking against I don't speak against clergy, but there's so much that's going on in this world today. I just read in the third chapter where we would be living in a time when perilous times would come. And only someone who is completely out of touch with reality right now would dispute the fact that we are living in those times.
Perilous times.
But many are still preaching the sermon that will not bring forth salvation to those that are lost. Because many still have itching ears, wanting to hear something that sounds good, but is not sound doctrine.
Not sound doctrine.
So the question is on tonight, what should the church really look like in the last days? What should it look like? What can we expect to see happen with the church in the last days?
Wow.
A great falling away. Nobody wanting to hear sound doctrine.
Right.
Nobody preaching hell, damnation, fire, and brimstone. Nobody preaching you've been invited to heaven, but you didn't receive an invitation to hell. So don't go there. The only way to prevent going to hell is to repent. Repent of your sins, be godly, sorrowful. And ask God to come into your life and to save you.
Save me.
And so we have a cloud of witnesses. I believe that's how the Bible refers to it as.
As the cloud of witnesses.
The Holy Spirit witnesses. So it's concerning these last days, and he tells us what to expect. He tells us about the attitude. He tells us about the spirit that will prevail in the hearts of the wicked. They'll become lovers of themselves. It's laid out so plainly here, yet we are still asking, what is wrong with the church? We're still asking, what is wrong with the people? What's wrong is we're not preaching the same message that we preached before. It would draw women, men, boys, and girls unto salvation. You know, I have to go back on when I was saved. Amen. I want to take just a moment and give a testimony. Just walk me back down memory lane. You know, I can remember being told that, you know what, you're going to, if you don't get saved, you're going to die and go to hell, and the devil has a fork, and he's just going to keep sticking you with that fork over and over and over again. My husband used an awesome analogy, and he said, you know, when you die, you go into hell, and worms are going to eat at your body, and they're never, ever going to eat you up. Can I tell you that some people got saved off of that? So it's a terrible thing that you have to frighten them into being saved.
I do, too.
But we're not getting effectively getting this message across to people that hell is hot, and eternity is too long to want to go there. You can enter in, but there's no exit sign that shows you the way out. Once you're there, you're in there. You better ask Lazarus and the rich man. The Bible says Lazarus died and went to Abraham's bosom. But in hell, the rich man lifted up his eyes. And being in torment in that place. He said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to warn my brethren not to come to this place, for I am in torment in this place. He said, I can't do that. There's a great gulf between where you are and where Lazarus is. He said, well, just is not around. Miss Wigglesworth is not around. But guess what? Ron is still around. Williamson is still around. Bennett are still around.
Yes.
Lost souls are still around. Those who have lost respect and for one another.
Mm-hmm.
Still walking the earth. Yet people are leaving every second of every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
We still have a work to do.
We still have
work to do. As long as we're in this world, we have work yet to do. We've been taught.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Been taught.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 Timothy 3:1-5 says that in the last days, perilous times will come.
Come,
and men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Boasters, proud, blasphemers. Y'all ain't heard nobody like that recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Disobedient, unthankful,
mm-hmm.
unholy, without any natural affection.
Huh.
You wonder if they're computers, if they're people, because they have no heart.
Mm.
Come on.
Fierce, despises of those that are good, having a form of godliness, but they deny the source,
the power
thereof. How can you deny an almighty God that wakes you up every morning, enclose you in your right mind, give you the activities of your limbs, put breath in your lungs, and cause him to move out all throughout the day? How can you ignore that there must be a God?
You can't do it. You can't. So he's right there.
It's just not possible.
Amen.
So Matthew, this is 2024, right? I receive this, I receive a prophetic message. So Matthew 24:4 in the King James says, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you." See, we're in a time where so many things are going on. So many distractions are prevalent around us, through us. Word is coming from the left and the right. And before we can absorb one bad report, here comes another report. And here comes one from the left, the right, behind, in front. It's trying to get us off track with what God has charged us to do. And so in doing so, the deceiver thinks that he can deceive us.
Certainly. Certainly.
But we know that if we keep our minds stayed on him, that he will keep us in perfect peace.
Perfect peace.
And if we keep our minds stayed on the Holy Ghost, he will lead and guide us into all true paths of righteousness. So Matthew 24:24 says, there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. You know, we were in Texas earlier today, and we attended service there. We went there for a family funeral, and we decided to attend service before we left there this morning. And we left the church, and we passed by a Buddhist temple. And I'd already noticed this Buddhist temple. I looked at it. Now, I'm not against any religion. That's their thing. But I was like, Lord, if you let me out and give me the word for a second. I don't know. They may have to run me off the site. But I just have the way I feel about Buddha. Buddha has a big belly but cannot feel. Buddha has eyes but cannot see. Buddha has ears but cannot hear. Do you know it was more people in the Buddha camp than it was in God's house?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. We are living in perilous times. People are being seen. They're dying and going to hell, and they're dying in record number. We have been charged.
Oh, my God.
For many, this is Matthew 24. It says, for many shall come in saying, I am Christ, and shall believe me. And ye shall hear, listen up this, I think I heard Sister Inez say this. This is in Matthew 24. Matthew 24, 5 through 11. He said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. But now listen, listen to this closely. See that ye not be, see that ye be not troubled. Don't be moved. For all these things must come to pass. But, somebody say
but,
the end is not yet. We still have time.
To get it together.
Still have work to do. For the nation shall rise, verse 7, against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine and pestilence, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places. Just as Sister Inez was talking about. All these things, though, are just the beginning of a time called sorrow.
Sorrow. Beginning of sorrow.
Beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver us up to be afflicted and kill us. And we shall be hated of all nations for his name's sake.
Talking about it now.
You all, we've been given a charge, just like Timothy has been given a charge, was given a charge by Paul. Paul was able to render that charge to Timothy because Paul had earned his stripes. Paul had made full proof of his ministry. Paul had preached in season and out of season. Paul had preached through shipwrecks. Paul had preached through snake bites, venomous snake bites. Paul had preached through being in the middle of a Roman jail. And Paul was still yet saying, but now I am ready to be offered up for my time of departure is at hand. Y'all, we're going nowhere until we get our job done. We have a job to do.
Everything's in order.
And we're not going until the job is complete.
There we go. I know it. Got to get it together.
We have been charged with some responsibility. And that responsibility is great. And it comes from God. And that is to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is a start right here. This is the starting platform right here for getting the word out to all the world.
We just
think they aren't listening, but they are.
And
it is going to go great. It is. So as we look deeply into this, into these scriptures, if we're not careful, we can take all these warnings to be a reason for justification. All these things are going to happen. You know, speaking lies and hypocrisy, all these things are going to come against us. And if we're not careful, we can take all these warnings to be a reason of justification, a validation for living a very guarded, very fearful, and very self-preserving life. But then we know that God says he's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a what? A sound mind. We know that the word of God says if he's for us, he's more than the world against us. We know that the word of God says those whom he called, he justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. So then what do we say to all these? If God be for us, who can be against us?
That's right. That's right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
we could misread the scriptures, and we could take them to mean that we should be living on the defense. No, we shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Because greater is he that is in us
than
he
that
is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're not living on the defense. God is the greater one.
He's the greater one.
The enemy would have us to believe that if we go out and preach, we're going to be embarrassed. If we go out and preach, we're going to be locked up. If we go out and preach, or if we go into the sanctuary and we begin to preach and teach the unadulterated word of God, the truth,
that it may
happen that we would be judged, and many would say, ha, ha, ha. You know, what are they talking about? Huh. Well, we just happen to know that, you know what? There's so much that God has in store for us in his kingdom.
Yes, yes.
Everything that we need is in his kingdom. We happen to know that we are seated in heavenly places right now.
Uh-huh.
Even as we walk this earth, we are already seated with him in heavenly places. So we're pilgrim and strangers passing through this barren land. We're not here today.
Yes,
we're in this world, but we're not of this world.
No.
So
no,
say
not
what
at all.
You make.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Say what you make. We are our fathers.
Yes.
That's why we have to take all the scriptures and we have to rightly divide them.
Just the land of the Bible.
The Bible teaches us, and it teaches us very clearly, that the world and its spirit and its system has nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
Nothing at all.
What operates in this world is not
nothing
what operates in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
If it were so, we would not be praying, thy kingdom
come.
Thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
You know, the thing that I've learned about being down here on earth is that money is the currency on earth. But faith is the currency in the kingdom.
Y'all hear what I said?
Money is the currency on earth, but faith is the currency in the kingdom.
Ooh. Ooh. My Lord.
Man is moved by money here, but God is moved by faith.
He by faith.
Man says you must have money to have power and influence. God says that if our faith is where it should be, he's going to be pleased with us. Our faith in him will move mountains out of our life. It'll make flat plains out of what once was now. It'll bring down walls. It'll cast out demons. It'll cast down giants. That's the kind of God that we serve.
Kind of God we
serve. The system we have is much more powerful than what the earth could ever imagine. Their little infinite mind can't even perceive. What did he just say in Jeremiah 33:3? He said, call unto me. He said, and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty exploits, which you know it not. There's still some things we have not yet seen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm on the Lord's side. And
I'm
I believe
the
church.
And I'm mighty happy. Yeah.
And I've got a lot of work to do. We all have a lot of work to do. There's no time for being timid. There's no time for being it's just not time for that. Either we're going to be a bold soldier on the battlefield, we're not going to be out there at all.
No.
We need to take off our sneakers and put on our marching boots. And be found ourselves saying, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Army
I got
of
my
the Lord. Yes.
On in the army
in
of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to fight. That fight the battle in the army of the Lord. There's no time to be timid. No time to be shy, y'all.
No,
these are the perilous times. These are the parents. He's been preparing us for this for thousands and eons of years. Here we are.
Yeah.
At a time in our lives that we've never, ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring. I've never seen a time like this. I know what David meant when he said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. See, David has seen some things, and we have yet to see some things, but God is going to prove himself.
Yeah. Mm. He's doing
He is going
He's
to prove
it.
Himself to be faithful for those that stand on his behalf.
Yeah. Oh, my
Either
Lord.
Either we're going to stand with him or we're going to fall for anything. I don't know about y'all, but I'm standing with God.
I'm standing with God.
I'm standing with God. I have a mandate on me.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of work yet to do.
Yes. Yes.
People walking around church like they're on eggshells, told what to preach, what to say, what to do, or they won't get a paycheck. I don't care if I don't ever get a paycheck. I don't care if you don't even donate a dime. What I care about is that your soul gets saved. Something is said that stirs your spirit enough to stir your mind to thinking, maybe she really is onto something, and maybe I do need to research my word, and maybe I need to examine my ways and see if my ways line up with the word of God to see if I do, in fact, have salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Am I just walking in darkness? Mm-mm. Examine our ways and see if they be up
in the faith.
Reality is that Jesus told us all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And Apostle Paul told us these things as well by the power of the Holy Ghost. He told us to prepare for such an hour.
Falling away.
We're in a turbulent time. We are in a turbulent time. And I know that all of us preach from our soul. But I'm telling you, all the time we have is left is to get right, church. And you see it so well. I mean, get right and let's go home. When we get right.
Yes.
And all of God's children gather together. Then we can go on and say, we can go on home to where the saints are, and we can gather around the throne. Praying with him all day long.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
But if we be closed mouth, and we don't open our mouth, we don't open our mouths and say, you need to get to know God. We don't open our mouths and say, man, you can be freed from that sin that you're in. You can be set free from whatever it is that you're bound by. You can be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and find that prize and on your way to heaven. We keep our mouths closed. God is not pleased with us.
He's not pleased.
Come on.
He's not. Not at all.
If they don't receive you, that's okay. Take the dust off your feet and move on. No harm, no foul.
No.
But at least you got to put it out there.
Yes.
Salvation is real. Jesus came from his glory in heaven. He came from his glory in heaven. He enveloped himself into a seed that formed in Mary's womb. That birthed forth the living Savior in the flesh of God himself. Who came down to redeem mankind back into
heaven.
He was scourged. He was beaten. He was mistreated. The Bible says he was bruised for our iniquities. He was chastised for our peace. He was beat He was scored. Yeah. He had 39 stripes on his back with a cat of nine tails. And then he was nailed to the cross. Pierced in his side. I pricked my finger on a thorn, but I can't even imagine having a crown of thorns pushed out
of
me.
On my head.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Woo.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Hooks and stuff.
So that the veil may be rent from the top to the bottom, giving you free access to go into God and say, Lord, I have sinned before you. I am a sinner. But I want to be saved.
Yeah.
I want to know that when this life is over, and you can't tell me there's nobody that thinks that they're going to live on forever. I don't care who thinks they're going to go to the moon and live on another planet. The devil is a lie. This life will end, and there will be another life.
Amen, amen, amen.
When this life ends,
come on,
and when our Savior returns,
time of chance.
Will we go with him? Will we be called up to meet him in the air?
Yeah.
Or will we be damned to hell? That's something to think about.
Well,
we think about that. We
where
can put me in someplace else to live where they don't have to go to hell. Oh, they're going to hell. They don't get right. I can't send somebody to hell. But according to the word of God, if you're not living if you're not loving right, if you're not giving right, if you're not praising right, if you're not honoring him, if you're not giving him any worship, if you don't love, if you love yourself more than God, if you're a hater, pair of reasons, all these descriptions that we were given, all of these descriptions, can I tell you, if you fall in this category, you may want to reexamine yourself.
Come on.
And think about where you're going to go once this life ends, because it is going to end. Man born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. There was a appointed time for you to come into the world, and there will be an appointed time for you to exit out of the world. Where will you
That's
go
right.
when you exit out? Let me tell you, if you're among the ones that are, that are considered to be lovers of themselves, covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without holiness, I'm going to tell you to stop right there. Without no man shall see the Lord. No man shall see the Lord.
Nobody.
You must be holy. You must be born again.
Yes.
You must be.
Must be. Must be.
That's
must
without
be.
Natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, fierce despisers of those that are good. Why would you hate somebody that's good to you? Having a form of godliness, thinking that you're God. You're not God.
No.
It's
can't
a
be.
Form of godliness. But you're denying
but
the power.
That's a bad thing.
You're denying the power thereof.
Come on.
God has all the power.
Oh,
God has all power of heaven and earth in his hands. God does. And he doesn't want mankind to do a thing on earth. It will not be done. He allows mankind.
It won't be done.
So the reality is that Jesus told us all these things was going to come about. Paul did the same thing. They all told us that.
So
we all believe. We all believe that Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yet
we want to see him come back.
Yeah.
You know, it's a song come to mind. I'm closing. I'm trying to close here. I really am. Since I know it's got me excited with that song, I said, oh, God, you done fired me up, Jesus. But that's the song that says, you know, I know he's coming back. You know he's coming back. And we've got to be ready when he comes.
Got to be ready
he
when
he
comes.
He is coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I want to see the look up on his face. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah.
I want to see him.
I want to see
him. The song that comes to my mind is when I see him. You know, will I be able to speak at all, or will I just stand in his presence? To my knees, will I fall?
Yeah.
Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
What a glorious sight. That can only be. We can only imagine.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That the gold that we see here is not as refined as the streets of gold.
No.
That are in the kingdom.
Yeah.
We just think we have riches and wealth here. We walk on them in the kingdom. Glory to God.
Walk on.
We hang them around our necks down here, but we walk on them in the kingdom.
We walk on them. Walk on. In our minds, we can see it.
We can't lay God down now.
No.
The early church, you all, they lived in the hope of the imminent return of our Lord.
Yeah.
They also believed it was their job to evangelize the world. So they set up tents. They did tent crusades. They were televised all over the world. Thousands came from around the world. Thousands were saved. Gave their life to Jesus Christ. That was the same Jesus that we're serving today. That they were serving then. Why do we not have the power anymore to lift up someone out of the muck in the miry clay? To give them a hand and lift them up and help them think. To be able to tell them that we know somebody that can change their situation. That can pick up a bowed down head. That can lift up a broken and contrite spirit. That can set your feet on a firm foundation. Turn your life all the way around.
Surely.
And send you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a job to do. We've got to evangelize at every cost. We've got to evangelize.
Yes.
Jesus will not return you all until this word is preached to all four corners of the world. My God.
So
I don't know you all what it's going to be like. When we join the rank of the elders and we're casting down our throne before him, and all we have time to do is to pick it up and cast it down again. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy, 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 worthy.
Hallelujah. Yes.
There's no hiding place for these people in this world, you all. There is no hiding.
No hiding at all.
And there before us and in our presence all day, every day. I'm not saying offend anyone, but I'm saying take every opportunity that is afforded to you, because you never know what they're going through.
You never know
how long they're going to be here. And if you got an opportunity to help steer them toward heaven instead of hell, where they were never invited to go. Hell has enlarged herself. Hell did that herself. God didn't create nobody to go to hell. It was created for Satan and his imps.
And the devil disobedient.
So why would we want to go somewhere we've never even been invited to go? We were created to praise God, to worship him, to glorify him. We've got to go back to the old landmark, you all, where the old church embraced salvation. Where the old church, they talked about the Holy Spirit, but it really was the Holy Ghost that was moving down in their souls. I believe that's the songwriter that said, the Holy Ghost keeps on moving down in my soul. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, y'all be moving, moving. Yes, moving, moving down in my soul. The Holy Ghost. That's the only help people have in this world today, you all. They don't know any other way. They really don't. They're not studying to show themselves approved. So if we don't take it to them, they don't want to put them on. This is all they know.
And I'm sad for them.
So we've been charged. And we've got a job to do. We still have work to do. Amen.
Amen.
I thank and praise God for this. I thank and praise God for this word on tonight. I know you all are living according to the word. I just admonish you to continue doing what you are doing. To continue to preach the word in season, out of season, whether they want to hear it, whether they don't. Because they may not hear it the first time, but they may hear it the second time. I want to take as many to heaven with me as I can. I certainly don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss heaven. And I don't want to go by myself.
No.
I got a mansion in glory, and I'm going to be in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this word that has been delivered on tonight. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We ask that your Holy Spirit will help us to fulfill the charge that you have set before us. Even on tonight, Lord God, as we go forth in the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lead us, guide us, encourage us, teach us how to win souls unto you, Lord God. Let someone see our example and want to know who is this God that you're talking about. Who is this God that you serve? There's something different about you. What is that that's different? What is that? I've been having some experiences, somebody may be saying. And I don't know what it is. It just makes me cry sometimes. What is this that I'm feeling that just makes me sigh sometimes? Oh, I know there's going to be a perfect day, but right now I got trouble all in my way. How can I get rid of it? How can I come to know this God that you know? Maybe someone tonight, as I turn it over to Pastor Carolyn, we're back into the hands of Sister Inez. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. We're going to have invitation to Christian discipleship. We're going to play the God of another chance because you just never know when you're going to have another chance to be in his presence. I was going to play, if you can only imagine, I had so many songs, I didn't know which one to play. So I'm going to play this before invitation to Christian discipleship. So always get a, you know, there's always a God of another chance. He gives you so many chances to come to him. But don't be laughing at me. And after that, we will have invitation by one of the ministers to welcome you into the family, and then we will go into Holy Communion. Come on, Pastor. Come on, Reverend Ron. Amen. Amen.
It would not be right.
No, it wouldn't be right.
For us to leave this place.
Mm-hmm.
And not give someone an opportunity
to
receive Jesus.
Right.
It's a simple act of faith to confess that you are lost and you need a Savior. Come trusting, come believing. But come.
Just like,
don't put it off. Do it right now. As the choir sings.
I have grown contrary to your will and to your way, and I made mistakes. Seem like I make them every day, but God saw in me
what
We're living in the month for every Christian ought to be happy, because every week something happened in this month.
Yeah.
And we're in a month that's leading up to Easter, and we know that on Easter Sunday Christ rose. Not only did he get up for me, but he got up for you.
Yeah.
For those that are listening, you might not know Christ as your Lord and Savior. For those of you that are listening, you might be in your sins. You might be doing what you want to do. But God is there standing with open arms saying, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
I said,
take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy. It's light. And we ask you that you would come to the family of God on tonight. We ask him that you would give your life to Christ regardless of what you've done, regardless of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Give your life to Christ tonight. He is not a God of another chance. He's of a second chance. He's a God of another chance and another chance and another chance.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, always give
always.
A chance that we does yeah. not that we do not deserve. He is a God that is very, very grateful. And his grace is unmerited favor. Please give your life to Christ tonight. If you don't know him and depart from your sins, please, my brothers and my sisters, give your life to Christ tonight. He's a God of another chance.
Yes,
he is. He'll forgive you of your sins. He'll forgive you. He'll cleanse you up.
Yes.
You don't have to die and go to hell.
No.
He's there waiting with open arms for you.
Waiting with open arms. Yes.
Come
on. Yes, God of another chance. Yes.
Never too late. Not too late. Yes. Yes. Song. God, if another chance we didn't have to do, but I'm so glad we did.
Can I tell you, you don't have to be old just to leave here.
Yeah.
You got more young people to be here than you have to leave here.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Please come to the family of God tonight.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say. Please forgive me, Lord.
Yeah.
I want to give my life
Thank
to you.
Want to do better. My Lord.
God of another
Amen.
Amen.
And I know it well, one day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross, and I know it was your blood. And I know it was the blood. Well, I know it was the blood. And I know it was the blood forming me for me. Well, one day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. And I know it's right to blame
for
me.
Amen. 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 Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now,
thank you, Master.
Hands of Apostle Chris for communion. Yes. Amen.
Amen. We thank and we praise God that we are about to partake of communion. The old folks used to say we're about to partake of sacrament.
Yeah.
You know, so get your elements, your bread, your wine, your water, your whatever, your crackers, whatever you're gonna take. And I give you a minute to get it ready, get it right. And like I said earlier, we're living in this month to where every week something led up to this to this point.
Come on.
To where Christ gathered on Easter Sunday. You know, in my mind run back to when Christ had rose, the two angels, they had rolled a stone in front of the cave and in front of the grave.
Yeah.
And two angels were sitting there, and they asked the woman of God. They said, "Why you look for the living amongst the dead?"
It's
amazing. You know, we're not going to die. We're just
going to go to sleep.
That's what slave people do, is go to sleep. They don't die. They go to sleep.
They go to sleep, man.
Yeah. We just came from a homecoming of my aunt, and you know, it's amazing when someone go to sleep in Christ, or someone I've been to a lot of funerals, and I've seen people try to take people out of the casket. They don't want them to leave.
Yeah,
and it's amazing when someone just go to sleep. It's no crying, no nothing. I mean, the person can live all right life, but yet and still, they loved ones want to take them out the casket. I've had the whole caskets up to keep people from turning them over. They falling all off in them and going on. But when you go to sleep in Christ, man,
beautiful sight.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to fall asleep in Christ.
Yes.
You know, you go to sleep and you don't wake up. You don't wake up on this side, but you wake up on the other side.
My Lord.
And I think and I praise God.
Amen.
Everyone got the communion. Amen.
Amen.
You need to read. What did I think? It's the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter of Mark, read all of it, all of the fourth chapter of Mark, and it tells us the whole story of Jesus when he was getting ready to leave. He said one of y'all gonna deny me.
Yeah,
betray me. One of y'all is. You know, it's amazing how you can be following the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and still betray him. That's how slick sin is.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus was in the upper room. He told his disciples, he said, go into town. He said, there you'll find, a man with a pitcher of water. And he gonna tell you exactly what to do. When they got there, and they did exactly what Jesus told them to do. They saw the man. They asked him, man told them the upper room. It was upstairs. They went to the upper room. The disciples went back and told Jesus, and then they went back and they fixed the last supper. And Jesus took the bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was his body.
Yeah.
He lifted it.
Yeah.
He broke it. He blessed it and he broke it. And they ate. He took the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Pertaining to bitter Passover for wine. He lifted it. He blessed it. And they all drank. And the Bible said after they communed, they marched out and sung a hymn. Mm-hmm. And I tell you that you ought not be the same once you take communion, because on that Easter Sunday when Jesus, on that day when they had that communion, when Jesus was with his disciples, they had the communion, but when they took the communion, Jesus said, "We're gonna do something different." You know, it was customary for them to the Jews to observe Passover, and we know what Passover is when the death angel passed over the door that had the blood on it. You ought to put some blood, you ought to put some oil on your dough to represent the blood, because there is power in the blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's power. I'm trying to tell you.
Amen. Amen. I didn't know that was a song I'm going to play. Amen.
That's the next song we're going to
play. Amen.
Power. Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Precious blood of the Lamb. Amen, amen, amen. Ooh. Nothing like the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen, amen,
right,
amen again.
Word.
Yes, I want to thank Pastor Betty for, you know, you've been charged, you know, taken from 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5, and 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. Mm-hmm. And you guys can always go back and read those scriptures and, you know, dive deeper into them. But she gave it to you. She gave it to you straight from the heart,
yeah,
straight from the hip. And everywhere else she could give it to you, she gave it to you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank the ministers on the, I'm going to say on the pulpit, the on-the-air pulpit who also helped. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Reverend Ron and Reverend Carolyn for those, for the scripture and the prayer, and for Apostle Chris for the invitation and for the communion. Are there any announcements from anybody?
Yes, I'd like to just announce that through all being prayer, God has both Pastor Ben and Apostle Chris has stated on tonight, God is doing a thing where he's showing all the people and the devil his power. Don't need no adjective. It don't need an adjective. It just got to have faith. But it's not an adjective.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. And I want y'all to be in prayer because he's done something with our lives, our everyday life of giving, sharing, and embracing those that are hurting. How he has taken that and made it an Oscar, you know. So we'll be going a Sunday to pick up the Oscar. And you all be in prayer that everything presented as it should. because God has, God has done it. God has done it. We can't make like it was us. We can't make like it was the Hollywood producers. But it was God who done it because his people been crying out to him for financial freedom. And he's given them everything to keep them from going to hell. God has given us everything to keep them from going to hell. That's why he said, as the pastor spoke tonight, there will be no excuse from nobody. You know, God and your soul be lost, and ain't nobody fault but yours. So we pray that you all pray with us, pray for us, and pray for Pastor Benin and Apostle Chris, because they're doing a great work, a great work.
Amen.
You're great.
Amen.
I remember, let me just share this. I remember when I, one year, in the year of 1996, it was a funny thing happened. I sold my car, and I bought a camper, RV camper. And I took my camper and I put it on the back of a van, and I drove preaching all around the country. Because in my heart, Jesus said that had been the man who would sell all that they have and follow me. And so I did that in search of following Christ and spreading the word from the revelation that he had given to me on transformation of the mind. And
amen.
When the preaching went forth tonight, when Pastor Benner was preaching, Apostle Chris spoke, my mind took me back there, how when I was on the road, when she mentioned how Paul and them traveled, but I was on the road, and I was just a faith walk. I mean, from city to city, some of the bishops spoke for me and went ahead of me, opened up doors that way. God did use them to open up doors that way. And then there was doors that the Lord just sent me in, and it was open unto me on the road. And y'all don't know, I went out to preach a 2-week revival and stayed on 3 years. I'm going to say that again. I went out to preach a 2-week revival over in Jackson, Tennessee. And after the second week, they wanted me to stay another week, and I told them, I said, well, no, I gotta go. And after that second week that I had preached down in Jackson, I went from Jackson, Tennessee, to San Jose, California. And when I got to San Jose, I remember it vividly. I parked the RV because I got tired, and I parked the RV right in an RV, when they have the RV trailer parks as you go up and down the freeway. You can stop in, park, and all this kind of thing. And I parked in that night, and do you know I started preaching in San Jose? I preached clean up to Canada. That's what the time when I in Yakima, Spokane, Washington, Seattle, just clean up through the Evergreens all the way up to Vancouver, Canada. So my mind went there tonight, and the services that we had with these tonight's service remind me of some of those services we had preaching Hellfire Brimstones and how important it was for us to serve our lives for God and in the kingdom. So that took me back here tonight, and that's a beautiful feeling when you think about it, you know. And y'all pray much for us that the Lord would keep on using us. And I thank him for that time in my life. When I look back over that, I did give up all to follow him, and I did follow him, and I'm yet following him.
Anybody else have announcements?
I do have one announcement. This is Harvest World Ministries, and I've been announcing it over and over, I think, each Sunday, that on this coming Saturday, we will be, for those in Little Rock area, we will be traveling a little up past Conway to meet a convoy of 18-wheelers, and they're calling it the Convoy of Hope, to bring that food and goods and produce and everything to the people in the mission and those who are serving, those who are less fortunate in the Little Rock area. So pray for us that we have a safe trip there and a safe trip back, and that we be able to do what the Father has called us to do, serving many others. We just desire to please God.
Amen. And I want to say a prayer for Reverend Williamson. You know, she's had a little bit of surgery, so we just want to keep her in prayer that she heals well and gets better and everything. So prayers for her. Let me see if there's anybody else here. We have a couple other people. Mother Perry was on the line, and we had some other people on text, you know, listening to the word and responding to the word. So you had people from everywhere, Pastor Betty, listening to you. So thank you. I want to wish everybody a happy birthday. For those of you whose birthday was either yesterday, today, or tomorrow, or even until I and back on the air. So I want to thank you to every one of you guys, and happy birthday to those who are in the listening area around the world. So happy birthday to you. No, I'm not singing happy birthday, so no, I'm sorry. But anyway, on Tuesday, March the 5th, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And I think I want to talk about love. Let me count the ways. I don't know. I don't know yet. or something. Either let me count the ways or something, because, hey, you know me. I might come up with some anything. Stop laughing at me. you know, because I know one of our callers was always asking, can you find true love in three or less dates? And it's like, and you know who that is, Reverend Ron. You already know who that is. I don't even have to tell you who that is. Wednesday we have Bible study, so I don't know which one of our wonderful people are going to be teaching Bible study. So just let me know so I can continue to spread the word for Bible studies this Wednesday and Thursday. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And then March 10th, we have Pastor J. Rick Rollins from the Edge Community Church of Central Florida out of Tampa speaking. June 21st to the 22nd. You know what? I'm going to announce March the 10th, which is Oscar night. And as Reverend Ron was talking earlier, we need to watch the Oscars and watch them receive. I'm speaking it into existence. Receive the Oscar for the Barber of Little Rock. Okay.
Yes.
So
yes,
you
yes.
all. I don't know what channel that's on, but I want you all to keep them in prayer that they do receive that Oscar, because it, you know, and you can watch it before the Oscar. It's called the Barber of Little Rock, and it's on YouTube, and it's less than 35 minutes. So I think y'all can watch that for 35 minutes. It's interesting, and it doesn't even seem like that long. So go out there and watch that prior to March 10th, which is next Sunday, Oscar night. So, you know, so I guess we probably won't be hearing from Reverend Ron until they're up on stage, you know, receiving the Oscars. And, yes. We're going to be, he's going to be out of touch soon. So, you know, we knew him when and before. No, I'm just kidding. But prayers up for that. So June 21st to the 24th is World Vitiligo Day. And I'm announcing that because, you know, this is a group of people that don't get, what do you call it, they're just due. They get laughed at and put down and bullied and everything else. And so they have a conference in Indianapolis, Indiana, so I went to the mark your calendars for and get your tickets and hotel early so you can go and support them. And again, we were talking about supporting Reverend Ron by purchasing or listening to his music through all music media, iTunes, Apple Tunes, Spotify, YouTube, anything that you can get music on, you can go out there and listen to Reverend Ron Marshall. And also go and watch the documentary. It's a short documentary, which they are up for an Oscar for. So against four other people. So, you know, we can just count them out. You know, that's just how we're going to do. And the Eagle Saints Outreach Ministry International has a daily morning Bible study at from 3 a.m. Pacific time and 6 a.m. Eastern time. So all y'all can join that and that. Conference line number is 605-472-5587, 605-472-5587, and the PIN is 931-403-POUND. That's 931-403-POUND. And if you didn't hear me or get it or whatever, you can always replay this evening's episode and get that telephone number. And it's offering time, you know, it's offering time, you know, we can be, you know, bringing a song out for offering, but it's time to sow a seed to keep Lipstick Radio on the air. If you like what you hear and want to keep hearing from me and hearing the ministers and everything else that goes on throughout the week, you can donate to Cash App, $ANAISCVALCOUR, or to Venmo at MZ-INEZ. Or to Zelle, you know, my cell or my telephone number. So I appreciate those of you who do support me and keep me on the airwaves internationally and domestically and internationally, I guess you could say. And a big thank you to the worldwide listening audience and, of course, to Pastor Betty Bennett of the Harvest World Ministries out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And I'm just so happy that they're getting a convoy of food coming to them because, you know, they do. They are out there on the third Saturdays of each month in Little Rock, Arkansas, usually hopefully when it doesn't rain. They're out there feeding souls and then feeding people's body as well and trying to keep them covered, you know, covered in the blood and then covered with clothes and warmth and feeding them as well. So thank you, Pastor Betty, for bringing us the message this evening. You have been charged, taken from 2 Timothy 3:1-5 and 2 Timothy 4:1-5. And maybe you have a topic you'd like to discuss. Holla at a sister. Let's and let's talk about it. You can email me at letstirupradio@gmail.com. And don't forget to share whenever you have an evening on your social media platform so that more people can listen and tune in and hear what thus says the Lord, as they say. And if you want to listen to episodes, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/letstirupradio to hear an episode that's been played before. And you may have something on your chest, and don't keep it to yourself. But join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. We could be discussing your topic. Again, I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aqua Designs. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram or on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sunday evenings right here on the Let's Do a Radio station. The thought of the week is, if you're not changing, you're not evolving, and anything that doesn't evolve becomes extinct. Let me say that one more again. If you're not changing, you're not evolving, and anything that doesn't evolve becomes extinct. So it's back in the hands of Pastor Betty Bennett from Little Rock, Arkansas, with the Harvest Club Ministries International. It's in your hands for prayer and benediction.
And we thank and pray for everything that has been said and done on tonight. I pray that he receives all the glory, amen, and that his Holy Spirit, amen, will begin to move upon the people that hear this message and see the change about in their lives. I thank God for this opportunity. I also wanted to congratulate Reverend Ron as well on this great achievement. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know how to watch it so that we can support him. I'm so proud of the work that he and Mr. Washington has done. Many, many congratulations. Yeah. You know, as you shared that about going across the country, you know, that there had to be a reward waiting on you.
Amen.
No man having left everything for the sake of God has lost.
Amen.
How he blessed you. And we want to be a part of that and make sure we observe that as well. Thank you, Sister Inez.
Yes.
Always
you
being
are
so
welcome.
And thank you to all
thank
the
you.
Other listening audience for your dedication, commitment to calling in and
amen.
Hearing. Said the Lord. Amen. Thank you, my
amen.
Elder.
Amen.
Carolyn Williamson, I pray for a speedy recovery
amen.
For you. And that we may hear you and sing it again pretty soon.
Yeah.
Amen. I can't wait to hear you. Thank God for what you're doing in this network of individuals. Amen. He is moving by the Spirit. And tell that. Billy can tell that we're going glory to glory. So, again, I just want to thank and praise God for all of you. And I pray that you all have a blessed, blessed evening, a blessed week, that the Holy Spirit will go with you all throughout this week to keep your mind, your body, your spirit in perfect alignment and perfect peace, that he will give his angel charge over you to watch over you in all of your ways, protect you, bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone, keep you in perfect peace. In your mind stayed on him, and that you may just walk in his presence all week long throughout the week. Amen. Now may the grace of God and the Holy Spirit and the sweet presence of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, forth, and evermore. And this we ask and receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes see, face is before me, I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by you.